I ask my wife that every day. Thank you, Carol King and James Taylor. And those of you that want a trivia question for the day, tell me who sang that song originally, even though Carol King wrote it. So since I'm not a call-in show, you could tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me. I am Bruce Salen, and this is the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor and Dr. Drew Sams. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California, for the last 6 years, and he recently received his doctorate from George Fox Seminary in Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, and they are the proud parents of a new baby, Judah Andrew. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be back. And boy, I want to thank you on the air. You gave us a gift that we are enjoying every day. It's a nice mat that we do tummy time on with our little son. I had no idea there's a thing called tummy time.
Yeah, I asked you jokingly who uses the mat, you or Judah. And I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, it looks so comfortable. I'm tempted to take a little nap on it because I need it some days.
Well, or certainly you could use it as a pillow. So give us the update on Judah Andrew.
Yeah, here we are 6.5 weeks. You know, we came out of this last weekend, and it was so nice. My parents stole him away from us for a few days, and we got some time, just the two of us, and went up to Big Bear without him, and then later my parents joined us with him, and then we interacted with him for a while up there, took him on his first hike up in the mountains.
Meaning you carried him, of course.
Exactly, yeah. And, yeah, a little heavier than normal. He's gaining some weight, which is great.
And he's over 10 pounds now, right?
He is over 10 pounds, and we got back home. My parents held him and took care of him for a few more days while my wife and I recovered on our sleep, but now we're back to the pattern of no sleep, and but we're loving it every day.
So much fun. Well, I'm sorry about the no sleep part.
It's worth it. It's a good investment, I'd say.
Well, it will pass. Everybody tells you that, but believe me, it will. By the time he's 16, I'm sure he'll be sleeping.
I love it. Then we'll be staying up late for different reasons.
Exactly.
Warren, where is he? Where is he?
Okay. The idea of a living will. Is there anything like that in the Bible? And what are your thoughts on the topic of a living will and the things I listed in the one that I've left for my boys?
Well, you know, you asked the question, is there anything in Scripture that is considered like a living will? In some ways, the whole of Scripture is in itself a living will. Here you have instruction passed down from generation to generation, rather than toys or possessions passed down. This is how to live, how to trust, how to have peace, how to treat one another, how to have faith. And so I love, even when you go, for example, to Deuteronomy 30, one of my favorite sections of Scripture, Moses is speaking to the entire nation of Israel, and he doesn't, at the end of his life, say, hey, I've collected all these things for my travels. I'm going to give them to you. He doesn't say, you know, I've got this great collection of camel hides. You know, they're one of a kind. I'm gonna give them to you. No, he gives them advice, and he says, I have given you a way to live, and you can today choose either life or death, blessing or curse. And my prayer and my hope for you is that you choose life, that you would choose the way to live that I have modeled for you. And what a great idea to carry that on today, this idea of a living will to our kids.
Wow, I'm just reflecting on that because it's so much about what I wrote about in my column and my desire to pass on the values I believe to my boys. And I see demonstration of it often. I also see demonstration of the occasional poor habits of mine that they've picked up, which when that happens, I kind of cringe, and that's normal. But the bigger global issues, macro issues, like I like to call them, I hope they will live their lives by. And you are on the beginning of that journey with Judah, so I know your son will get every opportunity to learn terrific values from you and Erica.
Yeah, and on the topic of values versus possessions, you know, I grew up as a kid loving comic books, and the phrase a legend or legendary came up a lot. And it's, so the idea of something being larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, possessions don't stand the test of time. They fade away. They have their own life cycle. Eventually they will break, they will rot, whatever. But the idea of values being larger than life, in a sense, values are legends. They become legendary. They become passed on from parent to kid to their kid, and it becomes larger than life. And so that idea of being legendary in how you parent and passing on those legendary values that are larger than life, that don't have a life cycle of their own, but they keep coming back again and again, I think is a really neat idea.
It's so interesting that you brought up the comic book analogy. I collected comic books for a long time, well into my adulthood, and I introduced both boys to that love of the comic book characters, many of which, of course, are now being brought brilliantly to film. It's hard to believe the ability that they can now do, whereas early attempts to bring comic books to life were lame at best. But my boys have kind of had a fun argument over who gets which comic book collections.
Uh-huh.
I mean, which series. So, for instance, and they've kind of laid claim to certain ones that they want. So one of them is more of a Spider-Man fan than a Fantastic Four or Incredible Hulk fan. I'm largely a Marvel comic collector. So it's funny. But the other thing that's interesting is both of their interests in comics, just like you said, has more or less faded. I think right now they don't care. So I think probably all they would care about in the form of material things would be a handful of mementos, because we have pictures throughout the house, and of course as much money as I could give them in a purely materialistic sense. And it's all the more reason that teaching them and giving them values that they can live their life by is more important than to me than just giving them things.
Mm. Well, on that topic, at the end of the last Batman, Christopher Nolan's version of it, The Dark Knight, there's mm-hmm. a line that says, speaking about Batman, you need to become the hero they need, not necessarily the hero they want. And sometimes kids need those values, but they might not necessarily want them right now, but boy, they need it.
Well, I remember the movie. I don't remember that line, but it's so ironic because I've often said that the same thing, more or less, just replace hero with parent.
Yeah.
You need to be their best parent, not their best friend, or the parent they need versus the parent they want, to paraphrase it exactly. So very, very good use of the comic book, A Legendary Ideas.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, indeed.
And with Batman, for example, Batman became bigger than Bruce Wayne for all those comic book lovers out there. It was larger than life. So he went from a superhero to a legend, so other people later on would pick up that the value of Batman. And so these values can get passed on generation to generation.
That's what I love about live radio. We take a living will and we end up, to start the topic, and we end up talking about Batman. Okay, we're out of time, Pastor Drew. Where can my listeners find you?
All right, well, I've been saying this for weeks, but I need to follow up on my promise that I will be updating drewsams.com.
And you can also follow you on Twitter at Surfer Drew.
Yes, sirree. Surfer Drew on Twitter and on Facebook. You can look me up both ways.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Pastor Drew. Give a hug and a kiss to Judah.
Will do.
And we'll talk to you next week. Back after these messages with a very special guest, Barry Atkins.